This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
They started out in 2009 in Brisbane. Their debut studio album, Bombs Away, was released on the 11th of July 2014. It peaked at number 2 on the ARIA charts and was certified gold, while their second single, Geronimo, spent 3 weeks at number 1 on the ARIA singles charts and was certified 5 times platinum. Their latest album, Watching the Sky, is currently the number 1 selling album in the country. Joining us live in the studio, Shepherd. Good morning. Guys, how did the band come about?
Well, that's a long story.
We want to hear it.
How long ago was it that it all began?
I think it was 2011, probably, 2010, somewhere around there.
Yeah, it would have been 2009, actually, because it all began when I was at TAFE.
Oh, with the TAFE assignment.
Yeah, so we're going way back. So I had to write a song and produce it for my TAFE assignment. And, of course, I left it to the last minute. And George was visiting us from Sydney in Brisbane. And I was like, George, you've got to help me.
Had to go and do it for her. Had to fix it up.
It's like, this sucks. I know that you can kind of sing, so can you just put some harmonies on my track? And then he had all these ideas, and he was a really good singer. So I was like, okay, that's enough. You can stop now.
So it's one instance where a school project actually has led to something.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. It was one of the inception points, I guess you could say.
That's great. I mean, I'm still trying to work out how I use Pythagoras' theorem. I've never used it. You know what I mean?
So I know. They spent all this time teaching you maths.
And you never use it.
I know.
You never ever use it.
I teach you how to do your taxes. How about that? Or reverse park.
Yeah, that'd be good. I still need that one.
So, you guys are who's the family members? Who's related?
So Jay's the surrogate brother.
Surrogate brother. Okay.
Yes. The rest of us are siblings.
All siblings.
Mm.
And how come everyone in the family is so musically orientated? How did that happen?
It was sort of like a case of us trying to make it work. You know, it wasn't a case of like, oh, look at this, I can play bass guitar, I can, you know, write a song. It was sort of like, okay, this is what we want to do, let's try and make it work as best we can. And it started with Amy and I, and with that assignment, and it was sort of like a happy accident, you know. And then Jason's an old friend of mine from Sydney,
right.
And when it started getting a bit more serious, Jay had just left a band, and you know, he was like, oh, if you ever want to write a song, let's do a song. So he came up to Brisbane to do this gig with us, our first ever show as Shepherd. And he was initially supposed to be playing bass guitar, and he ended up staying for 7 years, you know, instead of 2 weeks.
And your mum plays a role too, doesn't she?
She's sort of like an assistant tour manager. So she, you know, helps us with flights and helps us check in at airports and all of that.
General life.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, if the girls need anything, like while they're getting ready, you know, she can quickly duck out and get it.
Yeah, it's also good because, you know, on tour, it's a pretty grueling schedule and we just want to sleep. And she'll be like, I'll go and do your washing for you and stuff like that. So you can't really ask anyone else to do that for
you. Perfect. That's what the mothers are for.
Yeah.
Now, you're a very talented family, and there are a lot of talented families out there in the world, but there's always that one unfortunate brother or sister. You know, let's just think about, we've got Billy Baldwin. You know, there's always one. We've even got Luke Hemsworth. Now, let's be honest, you have to have a dud sibling somewhere.
Is there another Hemsworth?
Yeah, there's a very unattractive one called Luke. I think he's about 4 foot nothing.
Oh, poor Luke.
So there has to be, you have to have one in your family. Home still carrying?
We've got another brother. We keep under the stairs. He's not allowed out. You know, he tries to sing, and you don't want to hear it. Trust me.
And I like the whole family thing, because I'm addicted to 70s TV. I love the Partridge Family. So I have this vision that Shepherd drives around in this big giant bus. You know,
how did you know? That's exactly how it goes down.
I'm not going to sing Hello World. There's a song that we're singing, but we'll do that later.
Yeah, you were giving away free sunglasses.
Well, yeah, I guess with every purchase of an album, yeah.
What a cool idea.
So do I get snake knives with the next album?
You know, yeah, whatever you want.
Steak knives.
Now, your song Geronimo, it spent 3 weeks at number 1.
After knocking out that crap Pharrell Williams feel song in Australia for like 12 weeks.
Happy, happy, yeah.
Was that a real pivot point for you guys?
Having a number one single, I think it was probably a pretty important moment. I think it was that a case of, you know, we were just... Like, it was within 3 weeks of release that it happened as well. So, between that moment and it going to number one, it just felt like, you know, we just blinked. And it was everything changed from that moment.
We didn't know. We had no idea that what we had written. So, before Geronimo, we had Let Me Down Easy, which I think went 13 on the ARIA charts. And we were stoked with that. And we were just hoping to get the same level of success with Geronimo. And it just blew Let Me Down Easy out of the water.
You've got a new album, Watching the Sky. We thought it was Watching This Guy at first, and we got really excited.
Which guy are we watching? This guy.
It's out now. How did that name come about, Watching the Sky?
Originally, the name was from a song that Jason had written called Watching the Sky, and it had this really beautiful intro. And it was sort of like, I think it was about, you know, watching the sky for a bird, dropping a letter from your loved one. And it was such a nice sentiment, and it sort of started relating to what we were going through as a band at the time, you know, being away from home and, you know, constantly looking out the window of planes, watching the sky, you know, longing for being at home. And then it sort of evolved into this whole idea of daydreaming and lying in the grass, looking up at the clouds, making shapes out of the clouds, you know, letting your imagination take over. So that's eventually what it became, you know, this whole idea of dreaming big. And, you know, the album cover is this glass cloud, this real photograph of a glass cloud, which is supposed to represent the elegance and fragility of a dream. And that's kind of where it all came about.
I love it. But I want to talk about my favorite song, which is Coming Home.
Yes,
and
cool.
And it's the whole film clip. I love it. You do some wonderful dancing there.
Thank you, sir.
And the choreography is fantastic. I love it. Next minute, you pop out in these outfits full of tinsel. And I'm like, where the hell did you get? I want one. I'm looking for Mardi Gras outfit last week and fantastic for next year. Maybe even Fair Day. I mean, I'm not kidding. I'll wear the shit to Safeway to get milk. Where can I get one of those outfits? They're fantastic.
Yeah, so the designer is Rachel Burke, and she's from Brisbane as well, and she has an Instagram called I Makestagram, and she had this whole exhibition in Goma, and it was incredible. We got to go to her house, and she just has like little pet rocks with tinsel and pom-poms on. It's so cute.
Yeah, actually, Kesha just wore one of her jackets, or two of her jackets.
She's killing it.
I like the colour, but your white one, I want your white.
Yeah, that's, cool, hey. That's the one that Kesha wore.
Way out there, and I thought, well, we can tell which one, the pretty sister, you know, which one's trying to push the other one out.
So you should check her out on Instagram.
It's fantastic. I love it. I mean, you look at the film clip and it's so much energy. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
I mean, as you know, here on Joy, it's on our daily playlist, that song.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you guys have been huge supporters of that, so thank you.
You're an independent band.
Yes, we are.
If I'm correct. So how important is that to you to maintain that independence?
Well, I guess it really helps us keep creative control of what we do. I mean, we are signed overseas with Universal and Decca and Republic in the US, but they always look to what we're doing in Australia. You know, they're never dictating what we're supposed to do or what songs we're supposed to release. It all starts with us here in Australia, and I think it's really important. It's a lot more work for us. Obviously, you know, we've got to try and organize everything and get ourselves everywhere, and we pay for a lot of the bills out of our own pockets and that kind of thing. But it just means that our artistic statement is a lot more authentic. And, you know, that's really important for us.
Now, you're on the late night TV on the Tonight Show. How was that?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, actually. We did Jimmy Fallon. We did Ellen. Jimmy Fallon, I think I prefer, just because I'm a huge fan of his. And not that I'm discriminating.
Ellen's not funny. I'm going to get attacked for it. The only thing funny about her are her shoes.
She's lovely and warm, though. Yeah,
but, so, I mean, look, you've done some fantastic things. What has been the one thing in your career that you will kind of go, oh, shit, do we really do that? I mean, I would have thought it was supporting Justin Bieber, but that's just personal.
That was pretty special.
Yeah, I think actually performing at Suncorp Stadium, which we call it our Wembley, was a huge deal for us, and that's something that we'll remember. But I think we've all agreed that we playing at Rock and Rio Festival was a definite highlight. We played right before Sam Smith and Rihanna at this insane festival just because Geronimo did really well in Brazil. And, it was just to 100,000 people, and we got on the stage. George had to...
I got to zip line in.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous thinking back to it now, but...
So that's a pinch you moment.
That was a pinchy moment. While the band played Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade, I'm ziplining in front of 100,000 people.
Excellent.
And I was like, what is my life? What are we doing?
Did you trust them if you fell off? They'd catch you?
Well, yeah, that's one way to start a crowd surf.
Absolutely. So what can we expect from the album Watching the Sky?
Well, I think this time around we've really, you know, been conscious of the live scenario, whereas, you know, with Bombs Away, we just had no idea the kind of venues and the size of crowds we'd be playing to. And, you know, we'd be up there on that massive stage in Brazil, and there'd be moments where we'd be like, well, this song probably isn't right for a huge, you know, arena crowd. So this time going in, we've really tried to make the sound expansive, and we've tried to sort of hone in on a particular vibe, if that makes sense. So it's we just try to make it big, fun, and interesting.
Okay, guys, so we're going to play Hometown from your album Watching the Sky. Tell us about that track.
So this song, actually, not to be confused with Coming Home, which is about, you know, like the physical act of arriving back in your hometown. Hometown, the song, is about more of a person, you know, like home being where the heart is. So it's the idea of being like, you know, no matter where I am in the world, as long as you're with me, I'm at home. You're my hometown.
Shepherd, thank you so much for coming into Joy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
They all think I'm a lucky man. Truth is, I'm in a rut. All this love and joy, even so, I'm a lonely boy. Close to giving it up. Cause baby, life takes me places that I never dreamed I would find. But still there's nowhere that I'd rather be than to be by your side. Don't feel right when I don't have your hand in mine. I'm scared you're slipping away. Oh, yeah, yeah, hey. But once I'm homeward bound, from the moment that I touch down, I realize nothing has changed. Well, baby, mixing our chemicals often results in a fight. But it's the heat of your heart keeping me holding on to the
up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.